Today being the first day of Ramadan, 1,442 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from Holy Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 13th of April, 2,231 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Our annual tafsir from Faculty of Engineering, Muslim Ahmad Bello University, Zaria, continues from Surah Turum. Inshallah, our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Lukene, will conduct the tafsir, while Ustaz Abdulmumin Kiyaku will recite the Holy Quran.
المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سورة الروم مكية وهي 59 آية بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم غلبت الروم في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون Alhamdulillah, we are grateful to Allah Ta'ala that has made us to witness this Ramadan, this month, this great month that we are going to start this tafsir of this year. All of us should say Alhamdulillah. Look at the level of concern Allah has for all of us. Allah is the one that asked us to fast this month. Why did he ask us to fast the month? Why did he even ask us to fast at all? Kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Allah, he addressed, he said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you that you believe, fasting is written on you like those before you, so that you can attain piety. So that you can attain piety. Piety or taqwa is for you to fear Allah and at the same time to love Allah. When you fear something, you don't want the danger in it to harm you. When you love something, you want every good of that to get to you. We love Allah, we love His paradise, we love His prophet, we love His book. We are afraid of Allah, we are afraid of His hellfire, we are afraid of His punishment. The only way you can get it is if you get to piety. Then Allah said, it is written that we must fast in this month of Ramadan. Why? The shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'ana hudan linnas ubayyinatin min al-huda wal-furqan. He said, in this month of Ramadan that this Quran was revealed to you. Any time you see there are two empty bags, you buy them from the market, they are cheap. When you bring the bags to the house and you fill them with substances, if in this one you put grains of maize, in the other one you put gold dust, you fill the two of them, the two bags now are no more of the same value. The one that is with the gold dust is so much valuable compared to the one that is with maize grains. Allah said, "Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba lizam qablikum la'allakum tattaqun ayyamin ma'dudat," only for some few days. "Faman shahida minkum ash-shahra falyasumhu waman kana minkum maridan aw ala safarin fa iddatun min ayyamin ukhra." Whoever among the few witnesses this month, he should fast it. Any other one, you should do it at another appropriate period when you are not, if you are sick and you are on a journey. But he said this month is the month that he revealed the Quran, because this month contains the month of the Quran. It has become so valuable that there is a night in it, Laylatul Qadr, that is khair min alf shahrin. "Asa kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba lizna min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun ayyamin ma'dudat man kana minkum maridan aw ala safarin fa iddatun min ayyamin ukhra wa alladhina yatikunahu fidyatu ta'am masakin wa man tatawwa khairan fa huwa khairun la wa antasumu khairun lakum in kuntum ta'lamun shahr ramadan ladhi unzila fihi al-quran hudan lin-nas wa bayyinatin min al-hudi wal-furqan wa man shahida minkum shahra falyasum man kana maridan ala safarin fa iddatun min ayyamin ukhra يريد الله بكم اليسرى ولا يريد بكم الأسرى ولتكملوا الإدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هديكم ولعلكم تشكرون. Allah wanted us to attain piety, because it's only through piety you can become grateful to Allah. So Allah asked us to fight so that we can attain piety by controlling ourselves, having control over our organs that he has given us. If we do that, then we shall become people that get to the stage of seeing the blessings of Allah in everything, and we'll be thanking him. Allah, thank you. 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 That is why it is important for us to fast. So we should remember that during fasting period, we are to abstain, not just from drinking, not just from eating, not just from our wives, but from vain talks, from bad mind, from anything that is evil. That's why before the month of Ramadan, people are advised to seek the forgiveness of all those that you know. That if I ever offended you, please forgive me. Why? Because the message Allah is going to send to you in the month of Ramadan is to your heart. And the heart has to be empty to receive the message of Allah. If it's already containing something that is bad, the message itself will look bad to you. We all know that the rainwater, وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا, the rain from the sky is clear and pure. But if the container already contains something that is bad, the water will be bad. That is why everybody should empty his heart from any form of jealousy, hatred, bad desire, thinking evil of any form, and leave it clean so that the blessings of this month will enter it. May Allah assist us to be able to fast this month. May Allah give us health, give us strength to fast this month, particularly in this period that the country is undergoing these great security challenges. May Allah assist all of us in being able to overcome it. The surah starts like this. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Always, Allah has a signature. And this word, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, is the signature of Allah. Anytime you come to any issue and you don't say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then go to the end of it. If you don't say Laqad Ja'akum at the end of it, Rasulun min anfusikum azizun alayhi ma anittum, then it's not from Allah. Because if Allah opens anything, he will open it with truth. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهُ وَالْحَقُّ Bismillah. And if Allah is one that opens something, then it with compassion, Ar-Rahman. And for those that believe in it, there's extreme mercy. It's not only going to be beneficial, but merciful, Ar-Rahim. If it is opened, and it is not opened with the name of Allah, and there's something beneficial, at the end of it, you will see the Prophet will come at the end of it, that is out of his care for you. Always, when we see Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, We are very happy. We know Allah is the one that sent this. This Allah that created us is in truth, and He is beneficial. Anything He will ask us to do is beneficial, and He will bring it with mercy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. Allahu a'lam bi muradihi bi zalik. Alif Lam Mim. If it was not the Prophet that was teaching the Sahabat, we wouldn't have known how to pronounce these three letters. We would have thought, is it Alam? Because you just see Alif Lam Mim. But the Prophet said is pronounced Alif Lam Mim. The best translation is that Allah knows best the meaning. But some ulama have given us different translation. Allahu Latif Al Malik. Whatever translation anybody gives it, as long as it does not negate the Quran, accept it for him, even if you don't accept it for yourself. Gulibati Rum. Rome has been defeated. Wahum min ba'ad galbihim sayaglibun. And they, after they have been defeated, shall come to defeat. في بضع سنين لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد ويومئذ يفرح المؤمنون. Allah said, Rome has been defeated, and after that they shall come to defeat. In just a few years, في بضع سنين لله الأمر, to Allah belongs the affairs, من قبل, before they were defeated, ومن بعد, and after they have defeated. ويومئذ, and on such a day when they have defeated, يفرح المؤمنون, the believers of Allah shall be very happy. من بعد سنين لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد ويومئذ يفرح المؤمنون. Here, this verse was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he was in Mecca. The world leader at that time, that was the strongest country in the world, were the Persians, that is the Iranians today. They were the world powers as at the time. The Prophet was in Mecca, and then news came that the Persians had attacked the Romans, and they have defeated the Romans and defeated their king. Of course, the Arabs are pagans, the Persians are pagans, the Romans are people of the book, just like Muslims are people of the book. Because the meaning of people of the book are people that have knowledge, because they are reading the book. If you are not in reading the book, and there is nothing you are reading, then you possibly cannot have any form of knowledge. That's why you will find the issue of knowledge, Allah will emphasize it in this particular surah. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, he used to say, he said, our dignity is in reading when we are young. Our dignity is in reading when we are grown up. And our dignity is in reading when we are at our old age. Always we have to read. Iqra. But not just read. Read Bismi Rabbika Allazi Khalaq. So the Meccans that are pagans were so happy that Romans have been defeated, who are people of the book. So they went about saying, you Muslims, you said you have a book. Yes, look at the other people of the book. They have been defeated. They saw the Persians as their own brothers, because they are all pagans worshipping idols. And they saw The Romans, as people of the book, as brothers to Muslims, because we too, we have a book. As they were saying this, jubilating, the Muslims were not happy. Then suddenly, Angel Gabriel came and revealed this to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Go liberate your room. Yes, Romans have been defeated. Fi adnal ard, in the nearby land, closer to you, within the Roman Empire. Wahum min barigalbihim, for sure, after they have been defeated, sayaklibun, they too will come to defeat. When fi bit isnin, in just some few years from now. Lillahi al-amru min qablu wa min ba'd, to Allah belongs the affairs before that and after that. The Persians wanted to take over Syria, Sham. This Syria that up to today, the whole world powers are over. It has always been like that. Because that's where a lot of the prophets, a lot of awliya of Allah are buried. The earth is highly blessed. If you go there, a lot of multi-story buildings, these good roads, these all have been ruined. This is to tell you that Allah is not looking at your buildings or your roads or all the things you put on. Allah is looking at the content of the earth. The content of the earth are the prophets, the of Allah, and that is Sham. To the extent that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say that Medina, that is Sham, is the Medina of Awliya of Allah. To the extent that Sheikh Ahmad Tijani himself, towards the end of his life, he wanted to migrate to Sham, to Syria. That he is buried there, since a lot of prophets were buried there. But this did not take place, and he finally died in Fars, where he's buried. So this Sham, this Syria, has always been a place of fight between world powers. This is a history, historical fact that Islam is establishing here. That Rome is not a small place, Syria is not a small place. So here, immediately Sayyidina Abu Bakr, as Siddiq, who has the highest strength of belief than any other Muslim, immediately he heard that this verse was revealed, he went back straight to where the pagans are. Said, yes, they have been defeated. They will reply and defeat in a few years from now. Then Ubayy bin Khalaf said, Rome to defeat Persia, Iran, do you know what you are talking about? Is it like for you to say now that today's Rome will defeat the United States? Nobody will believe it. Or to say that Iraq will defeat the United States. They will defeat? Oh, it's not possible. He swears that they will defeat. Okay, if that is the case, come, let us bet. That time, betting was still permissible in Islam. It has not yet been made unlawful. Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, okay, I will bet with you. Say, for how many years? Say, for 3 years. If within 3 years they did not defeat, then you take your bet. Say, what is your bet? Say, 10 camels. Ubayy bin Khalaf brought 10 camels. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, radiallahu ta'ala, brought 10 camels. This particular verse is showing that we must be humbled. Sayyidina Abu Bakr did not know the complete meaning of Bit Isni. He's an Arab, a pious person who has strong belief in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, strong belief in Allah, yet he did not have the full understanding of the meaning of Bit Isni. He went back to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, I have taken a bet over this verse that in 3 years, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, 3 years? He said, yes. He said, Allah said, Bit Isni. The meaning of Bit Isnin is from 3 years to 9 years. This Sayyidina Abu Bakr, let alone for you to say today you know everything in the Quran, what do you know? The whole world put together, and the knowledge of the whole world, apart from the Prophet, from the beginning of Islam to now, is not up to 1 millionth of what the knowledge of the Quran contains. What do you know? What you know in the Quran is what is relevant to you and your circumstance now. That's all you know. Sheikh Ahmad Tijani used to say, the knowledge of the Quran will be unfolding as years go by, as new generation continue to come. And in the hereafter, you will come and see more of the meaning, because it is attribute of Allah, it has no end. And like I said in a forum the other day, it's like the handset you are holding. The electromagnetic wave, the spectrum below the infrared, where the cell phones get their communication, as the message is coming to your phone, do you see it in the air?
No.
When it comes to the phone has the capacity to show it. It appears. But when it appears, it's only what it appears that you see. You only see colors, writings. Some people understand the writing, some people understand the color. How many times do you bother about the intricacies of the color, what it actually means? The Prophet Muhammad is the screen of Allah. When you say Ain Zat, that's what you are saying, is the screen of Allah. When Allah sends this message, it comes to that screen and it appears. The little you know is the little you see there. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr now told the Prophet, then what do I do? He said, what you do is simple. Go back to them. Said, I have changed this betting. I want to put more stake on my betting and put more time on my betting. So put a stake of 100 camels. So he went back to Ubayy ibn Khalaf. We bet for 10 camels. He said, yes. I am raising, he said, oh, have you regretted and you are coming to pay me? He said, no, I am coming to increase my stake on this betting. I'm taking it to 100 camels. And then I will take the period to 9 years. Do you agree? So why not? He said, then who is going to stand for us? He said, my son Abdul Rahman will stand for me. You too, your son, Ubayy ibn Khalaf, you stand. Any one time one of us is traveling, we will transfer everything to the other one. This is what happened. Then, the 70th year, the Prophet was now in Medina. The Prophet had just returned from Hudaybiyah. Then, it was this time that Romans went to war and defeated the Persians. And that's why Allah said, for your amazing, yafrahu al-mu'minuna bi nasrillahi yansur man yasha. That day, the mu'min, the faithful ones, will be so happy. What happiness? Because that particular day that the news came, a lot of other happinesses came and coincided with that happiness. This is Hudaybiyah, the Muslims just left it, making a foundation agreement that will give peace to Muslims for the next 10 years. Some Muslims were not happy with the agreement, but the agreement was, however, a foundation agreement in Hudaybiyah. The Prophet ﷺ returned and decided that people of Khaybar, who are living 150 kilometers north of Medina, were constituting problems, these Jews, and said that they were going to go after them. They either obliged to the agreement or they will be fought. They went, they refused to oblige to the agreement, and then they gave them a siege. For 2 days, they couldn't come out. They have the best city wall, the best and most fortified gates, and they are a very rich city. They have more than 10,000 strong army with horses, with dates, with so many things. When after 2 days, the city couldn't be opened, then in the night, the Prophet ﷺ said, tomorrow, by Allah, I will take this flag from the person having the flag now. I will give it to somebody else who Allah loves and the Prophet loves, and this person is going to open the city for me tomorrow morning. First of all, the Prophet predicted Rome would defeat. They have not yet got the history, the story. The news will soon come to them. Another news is here now. The Prophet is promising that the following morning, Khaybar will be opened. All Muslims and the Sahabats, they went to sleep all praying that Allah make it that they are the one that the Prophet called to give this flag to. In the morning, the Prophet said, where is Ali? Ali is sick. The eye has problem. He said, where is Ali? Sayyidina Ali came. Prophet said, I'm giving you the flag. But Sayyidina Ali said, I can't even see my feet. Look at my eyes. I'm having infection of the eye. Prophet just says some prayers in his mouth, put his blessed spit on the eyes of Sayyidina Ali, rub it, and his eyes became so good. And Sayyidina Ali went. These gates normally are opened by over 10 people to get to open it. Sayyidina Ali went with one hand, shook it, and flung it out. After opening it, and they won the war, then they had an agreement with them, part of their wealth that they have to be using as tax for Muslims. The Prophet ﷺ, they brought this wealth, enormous wealth, to the Prophet. As they were bringing it, this is another news coming. Rome has defeated Persia. Before the Prophet can sit down to enjoy the good news, then he was told that Najashi has sent 70 strong people to come and tell him that he has Islamized. And he has sent the Prophet's bride to him, Umm Habiba, Ramla bint Abi Sufyan. Because Ramla bint Abi Sufyan was one of those that made hijrah to Habasha from Makkah. And later on, she lost her husband. After losing her husband, the Prophet ﷺ felt it, that this lady, who was just in her early 30s, lost her husband in a foreign land, and sent to Najashi that Najashi should make khutbah to the lady on his behalf and marry her to him. So Umm Habiba was married to the Prophet, and Najashi was so happy that he gave a resounding reception for the marriage in honor of the Prophet. When Najashi now sent to the Prophet that he has Islamized, he sent 70 people to come and tell the Prophet that he has Islamized, and sent along in that company the bride of the Prophet. Then the cousin of the Prophet that resembles the Prophet so much, Ja'far bin Abi Talib, that also went for the hijrah, also returned the same thing. The Prophet, he looked left and right, said, what am I going to show my happiness for? Is it for the defeat of Persia by Rome? Is it for the Haybar that we got so much good from? Is it by the fact that Najashi has Islamized? Or is it Ja'far that has returned? Or is it my bride that I'm seeing now? Which of it can I show happiness? For you may even yafrahul mu'minun. That day, the Muslims, the mu'min, will be so happy, enveloped in happiness.
بنصر الله ينصر من يشاء وهو العزيز الرحيم
بنصر الله ينصر من يشاء وهو العزيز الرحيم Binasrullah is by the assistance of Allah and help of Allah. Yansur man yashaw, that he assists and help those that he wish to help. Wahu al-azizur rahim. Allah is the one that is mighty and can never be defeated. Rahim, the one that is merciful, that does his things with wisdom and mercy. That people of God are defeated, there is wisdom in it. Sometimes there is mercy from Allah to them. That they can also defeat, yes, let them stand up. All this is from Allah. And all this to a mu'min is an assistance. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, Ajaban li amr al-mu'min. This is wonderful for the mu'min, all his affairs. All his affairs are good. If easiness come, he thanks Allah, and that is best for him. If hardship come, he is patient, and that is best for him. And this is not for anybody except the one that is a mu'min. Here, Allah is the one that gives assistance. That's why the Prophet said in another hadith that فَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ فَإِذَا سَأَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Anytime you are looking for anything, look at it from Allah. Don't go anywhere to look for it. Even if you are to go to your friend, Saidu, and say, Saidu, give me this. Don't put it in your mind that Saidu has anything to give you. Put in your mind that Saidu is the servant of Allah, and you are asking Allah to make it possible to give to you. And if he is to give you, he will put in the heart of Saidu, and Saidu will give it to you. If Saidu does not give it to you, know that it's Allah that did not put it in his mind. Don't go back and hate him because he did not give it to you. Binasrullahi yansuru man yasha'u huwa al-azizur rahim. Allah is mighty. Anything he wants for all the world, he will do it. But whatever is not going to be merciful to his servants, he does not give it to them. Some things are hardship, but it's out of his mercy. He allows it to happen to you. Some people today are sick. Without that sickness, maybe they will have entered, they will have become careful. They don't know that. Some people today are poor. Maybe without that poverty, they will have derailed from the cause of Allah. They don't know. Some people today are rich. Maybe without that riches, they will have derailed from the part of Allah. They don't know. All these things, for a mu'min, all his situation, he should say, Alhamdulillah. If it is good, Alhamdulillah. If it is bad, to him, as he thinks, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hali. Allah is mighty and most merciful.
وعد الله لا يخلف الله وعده ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
وعد الله لا يخلف الله وعده ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. وعد الله. This statement of Allah that the Romans will defeat the Persians after they have been defeated is the promise of Allah. This statement of Allah, binasrullahi yansuru man yasha'u, that is going to assist the Muslims with his support, is the promise of Allah. La yukhlifu Allah wahda. Wa'ada Allah, for Allah to promise, he is the first to fulfill his promise. Allah does not fail on his promise. Because Allah will not promise, there is nothing he cannot do. And he is not promising out of ignorance, he is promising out of knowledge. وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But a lot of people, they do not know. They have no knowledge. They have no knowledge that Allah, his promise is his promise.
يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون.
يعلمون ظاهرة من الحياة الدنيا وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. A lot of mankind, they don't know. What is it that they don't know? They don't know the secrets of the world. What do they know? يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنِيَةِ. What they know is only the ephemeral, the external things they see of the world is what they know. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. And as to the final consequences of what will happen, and as to the final end of this world, they are negligent. Allah is telling us in one moment, وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ يَعْلَمُونَ. A lot of mankind, they don't know, they know. So if you see any person and you see he knows, most of the time what people know is just the external things they are seeing. To them, if you have money, it will make you happy. You are strong, you are this. If you are healthy, that is good. If you have good food to eat, you are the good one. you have a good car, you are better off, your clothes is good, that is very good, your wife is beautiful, Kai, you have indeed achieved. This all that mankind knows. What is external that anybody can see? But what is the eventuality of it? What is the akiba? What is the akhirah? What is the fine? What will happen at it at the end? There are people who have married very beautiful wives at the time that everybody was looking for. And when they married that wife, they thought it was a big favor. These wives were the cause of the annihilation of this life. There are people who have gone to look for position. When they were looking for this position, they spent everything that you can think. They put their honor on the ground. They put their wealth on the ground. And that is the position that finally destroyed them. There are people who have insisted that without this kind of car, they will not ride another car. And it is in that car that they died. So what you know is just the externalities of this world. The subsequent thing that it will be at the end, the secret of it is only known to Allah. Nobody knows what is the final end. So that's why all of us have to be very careful. Don't think that you know anything, any little knowledge, and you start jumping that you know something. What you know is just the external part of this world. But as to the hereafter, they are totally negligent.
أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا
أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَجَلٍ مُّسَمًّى فَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ لَكَافِرُونَ. Allah said, when I said يَا رَبُّنَا ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Let us start with you. أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Do they not even sit down to contemplate about themselves? قَالَ مَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. That Allah has not created these firmaments and this earth and what is in between except in truth. فَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ. And for sure, a lot of mankind, بِلِكَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ, with regards to meeting with their Lord, كَافِرُونَ, they deny. They don't believe they will meet with Allah. Look at you yourself. Look at how many major organs that controls yourself. Your brain, stored in this very protected skull. As delicate as it is, look at how where it is stored. Each in its own house, whether the front part of the brain, the side part of the brain, the back part of the brain, the top part of the brain, each having its own work to do, but well protected. And this brain needs oxygen to survive because it is the thinking tank, it is the central nervous system of the body. Look at the lungs that has to process this oxygen, clean the air that you inhale and bring it out. Where do you get this oxygen from? You breathe in carbon dioxide. Look at your environment. Look at how the trees take in carbon dioxide and give out oxygen. From your lungs, go to your heart that is pumping the blood to all parts of your body. That without the heart, the blood will not have enough, even if the blood has enough oxygen, it cannot get to where it's supposed to get to. From your heart, go down and look at your liver that maintains the balance of the chemical in your body. Go to your kidney and look at the enormous work they do. Look at your small intestine that processes all the food. Look at your large intestine that processes most of the liquid. Look at all these organs within your body alone working. Sit down and contemplate on it. How much do you know of this world? Today, all the scientific facts, the scientific documents we are acquiring is just about the external part of this world. Yet, we are so backward. Today, look at what I'm talking with. Microphone. Tell me what last time there was no microphone. He's still the same human being that knew external part of this world and was able to bring it out. Today, for us to go to Hajj, we go by plane. All these wars that the Prophet went for is by foot and camel and horses. In hot sun, look at the Ramadan this year. We started it in a hot season. People are saying it's hot. This is a normal for the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his sahabas. This is normal. They have no fan, no air condition, no built up place like this. Look at you, think about yourself. Yet you go out with all these your organs, each working well, each doing their right work, and you're not the one that designed them, you're not the one that feed them, all you are just having is use of them. You contemplate on yourself. And then look at the firmament. Look at the firmament. Do you see any pole holding the firmament up? Look at it very well. In between it, the firmament that you see and this earth is so much vast space that you are going through. The sun itself is moving. The moon is moving. You are moving. In the whole system is moving. The air is changing. Then you will know that whoever designed all this is with truth. That all of these things should be serving you at the same time. Rain will come at its proper time. The correct air is coming to you. You are breathing the other one out. Everything is balanced. Everything balanced, going on steadily. Is it possible? Then the one that did all this, you are not afraid of meeting him and he finding you not pleased. Then we have to be very careful. وَلَكِنْ أَكْسَرَ النَّاسِ بِلِكَوَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ لَكَافِرُونَ. A lot of mankind, with regards to meeting with their Lord, they disbelieve. Kafara here means they don't believe. There are even some Muslims who believe, but their belief is shady. But if you know you're going to meet with Allah, before you open your mouth, you will think. Before you close it, you will think. Before you move a step, you will think. Before you put it down, you will think. When you open your eyes, you will know that your eyes are seeing with the permission of Allah. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ. Have we not given him the eyes and the tongues? Anything you are saying, Pa, is after you take permission from Allah before they can speak for you. If after you took permission from Allah before your eyes can see for you, and as you are seeing, they are all being recorded. Because your eyes are not for you, they are recording for Allah. يَوْمَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشَدْ أَرْجُلِهِمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. A day will come that all of them will go and stay somewhere and they will give record of what you did with them. Do you not contemplate on yourself and believe in Allah? Know that you are going to meet with Allah and everything that you are doing now will be presented before God. Please don't deny Allah. Believe in Allah.
أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. كَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً وَأَثَارُوا الْأَرْضَ وَعَمَرُوهَا أَكْثَرُ وجاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فما كان الله ليظلمهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون.
أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَانَ أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً وَآثَارَ الْأَرْضِ وَأَمَرُوهَا أَكْثَرَ مِمَّا أَمَرُوهَا وَجَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنْفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Allah asked a question first. أَفَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنْفُسِهِمْ. You, before you go anywhere, sit down and think about yourself. Look at the heaven before you, the earth you are stepping on, and think how everything is balanced and all are serving you as you are staying. You're breathing, you're stepping, you're trying to go somewhere, look at how the ground is, everything is balanced. Then, if you are finished with that, Allah is asking another question. How long you see you look at earth? Do they not, on this earth, even try to go about? So that they should see what was the final end, what was the resultant end of those before them. كَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. These people were stronger, much stronger than you, whether in build or in power. كَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً وَأَثَارُوا الْأَرْضَ وَأَمَرُوهَا أَكْثَرَ مِمَّا أَمَرُوهَا. And they went about on earth the way they want. They lived on earth much, much longer than you lived. Have you not gone about and heard of Ad and heard of Samud and heard of those that spent hundreds of years on earth? If you have not tried, if you see that the end was not good, go and think. Allah is not the one that was unjust to them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنْفُسَهُمْ يَزْلِمُونَ. They themselves, to themselves, they were unjust. Allah, this is how he starts his things. He's asking us, do you not do this? Do you not do this? Later he's going to come and give it as a command, do it. So all of us, he's asking us, do you sit down to think about yourself? Or you just wake up, you eat, you drink, you just go. Don't you see when you eat, you drink, there is harmony in all this? They go inside your body, there is harmony in your body, you feel okay, and there is harmony between your body and the earth and the heaven. Then, you are not the first to live in this world. Then go and see those that live on the earth before you. If you ask anybody that lived the past 1,000 years, 2,000 years, 3,000 years, what is their name? No matter how big the king is, if you hear any of them, it's because of their relationship with the Prophet. Either you hear of Anim Ibrahim and then his chief enemy, Namrud. Or you hear of Jesus Christ and Nabi Isa and his chief enemy, Bukht Nasr. Or you hear of Nabi Musa and his chief enemy, Fir'aun. But who are those that you can remember now? They are all inside these apps. What did they enjoy? They live more than you. So if you are thinking that you want to live very long, people before you live more than you. So what is it? If you think you want to gather more wealth, day two they gathered more wealth. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ. They were thinking that their wealth is going to keep them permanent in this world. It did not. وَأَمَرُوهَا أَكْثَرَ مِمَّا أَمَرُوهَا وَجَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. At each point, their messengers came to them with clear messages, explaining to them, believe in Allah, believe in the Prophet, do this, don't do this. They refused. Their end was not good. But don't ask. It's not Allah that was unjust to them. Because Allah that has given you this body, these eyes, your heart, your hearing, giving messages to you, and you are seeing everything the world over, you should ask yourself, what did you deserve to get this all this entitlement? Try not always to be somebody who have high sense of entitlement, but try to have high sense of gratitude, high sense of contentment. There are people who just believe, this must be done to me, this must be done to me. Allah has done so much to you. You have a wife. Why? He didn't kneel down to greet me. She didn't do this for me. She didn't do this for me. You have a husband. He didn't do this for me. He didn't do this for me. Why do you think you are entitled to all these things? Why? The little that they have done to you, have you thanked them? Look at Allah that did so much for you. You have not even thanked them. Thank Allah. Let alone to come and thank those that did less for you. But the problems of people, most of the time, is that they have high sense of entitlement. And they have very low sense of gratitude, very low sense of contentment. Al-qana'atu kanzun la yanfadu. Prophet said, contentment is a treasure that does not finish. If you are contented with what Allah has given you, always you will be seeing the blessings of Allah on you, continuously. In that place, Prophet said, anybody who wakes up in the morning and he has what he will eat for that day and he's healthy, if he thinks somebody else is better than him, then he's not grateful. A lot of us today, we go about, I don't have food, I don't have anything. And yet you have eaten this morning. Why don't you thank Allah first? Did you say your prayer on time? Did you take your remaining time to remember Allah? Were you grateful to those that did something for you? Because if you are not grateful to anyone that did good for you, then you are not grateful to God. Allah sent him to you. That's why Allah, the Prophet said, "Man lam yashkurun nasa, lam yashkurun Allah." If you are not grateful to mankind, then you are not grateful to God. Allah created them and sent them to you. Even you have to be grateful to your environment. Keep them well. Treat the land well. And be honest. They were the ones who are unjust to themselves. So may Allah make us not to be unjust to ourselves. May Allah strengthen our faith. As this month of Ramadan comes in, may Allah teach us sense of contentment and sense of gratitude. Indeed, we owe Allah beyond what we can ever give. We have nothing to give Allah except just to thank him. Because Allah, the Baraka Allah, told Sayyidina Musa, when Sayyidina Musa said, "You have done so much for me, Allah. What can I do to thank you?" So just say, "Alhamdulillah." In another place, he said, just say, "La ilaha illallah." "La ilaha illallah, I want something that I can do." Musa said, "La ilaha illallah." He was still complaining. He said, "Look, if you put La ilaha illallah on one side of the scale, and you put the whole world on the other side of the scale, it will bring it down." That's why there's nothing best anybody can say from his mouth than La ilaha illallah. Abdalu ma kuntuhu ana wa nabiyyina min qabli La ilaha illallah. So always, let's be saying La ilaha illallah. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, he advised that in this glorious month, the first 10 days, people should try to be making istighfar, astaghfirullah, 7,000 times a day. The next 10 days, people should try to be making salati on the Prophet 7,000 times a day. The third 10 days, people should try to be saying La ilaha illallah 7,000 times a day. By the time you finish the month, you will have done 7,000 istighfar, 70,000 istighfar, 70,000 salat on the Prophet, and 70,000 La ilaha illallah. And each of these is enough to secure you from punishment of the hereafter. Allah. This is the advice you should give people. Not that everybody should go and, where will you get meat to eat? Where will you get this drink to take? Yes, we need to divide food and this. But this is the month of the soul. We should also pay attention to the food of the soul. The food of the soul, the best food the soul will take after the Quran is the zikr of the Quran. And the best azkar in the Quran is istighfar, salati on the Prophet, and La ilaha illallah. That's why the Tariqat Tijaniyah make these three things as the key in the awrat. Whoever does not understand this, we pity him. But this is the best that can be given to you. This month, feed your body in the night, feed your soul in the night and in the daytime. The Quran was sent by Allah through Angel Gabriel to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Angel Gabriel does not eat, he does not drink. In the day, be like Angel Gabriel. The Prophet, he eats, he drinks, he stands up in the night, he meets with his wife, he's always engaged in prayers and worship in the night. In the night, be like him. Inna nashata layli, hiya ashaddu wat'an wa aqwamu qila. In the night, it is the best time for you to stand up and ask for Allah and employ him for what you need and worship him. May Allah assist all of us. May Allah make us to end this Ramadan well. May he give us health throughout the Ramadan. May he be pleased with us and allow and make us to be pleased in the sight of the Prophet, in the sight of our sheikhs, in the sight of our parents. May he bring peace to all of us.
Please, we are requesting for your kind assistance to feed the Almighty Samar during this holy month. Assalamu alaikum.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما اغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره من الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.